subhanallahi wa bihamdi wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammad rasulullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to another episode here at About Islam. Today we're going to talk about a very important topic, inshallah, that I personally love to speak about this. For many reasons, and I will give you many examples today, and inshallah we will dive into it because I do have a lot of information. But before that, let me give it a couple minutes so people jump on. Bismillah. But today's topic is an attitude of gratitude. And so we understand we are here in the U.S. in the month of gratitude, but for us Muslims, gratitude should come every single day. So we'll give it a couple minutes so people can log on, inshallah. Hope everybody is doing well today. And let me just share this as well, inshallah. So we are live, alhamdulillah. One more. Okay. So once again, welcome. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining us this afternoon or wherever you're at. My name is Nahila Morales, and I am a convert, a revert, first generation Muslim. And alhamdulillah, I will be speaking to you about a topic that is very, it resonates a lot with me for many reasons, inshallah. And we're going to get started in a minute. Let me just, okay. We want to make sure that people join and benefit, inshallah. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about the attitude of gratitude. And so the first thing that I want to answer, there's a couple questions that were sent to us. What does it mean, attitude of gratitude, right? And so attitude of gratitude, very simple, is making it a habit to express thankfulness, being grateful, right? That gratitude, that thankfulness, and appreciate all the parts in our life on a regular basis, either big or small. And again, this is on an everyday basis. And how do we see this, and how does this even come to a believer's life? Well, every single morning when we wake up, we actually have a dua, correct? And in this dua, you know, that we say every morning, Alhamdulillahi aladhi ayana badama matana walehi nashu. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us life after taking it away, and to him we shall return. So we are very aware that we are in this life, in this dunya, it's temporary. And this is not our final destination. We understand that we're working towards the akhirah, bithnillah. And so I start my day with this dua, and every believer should as well. But even more, I actually take a few minutes every single morning to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the day before. And I have actually taught my son, who is now 15, since he was very young, that this is a practice, a habit, as I mentioned before, that we should be honoring every single day of our lives. We need to make sure that we count our blessings. So that, in a nutshell, that is what an attitude of gratitude, to be able to wake up in the morning and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for another day, for waking us up, for allowing us to be here. If we fell short the day before, then he's giving us an opportunity to start all over again, alhamdulillah. And so the fact that we have sight, the fact that we can taste, the fact that we have limbs and we can see and we can hear. And these are all, for some, very minute, or we just don't even think about it. But in actuality, this is the starting point of our attitude of gratitude when we wake up every morning, that we make sure that we are grateful for absolutely everything. With that being said, you find in Surah Ibrahim, ayah number 7, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, if you are grateful, I will certainly give you more. And so we see that in our lives. We see that with the way we carry ourselves, with the way things fall. And so the next question, which is a very important question, is why are we tested? It's a very important question, because every single one of us is tested every single day on every single level. And our tests come in different ways, right? Some of us think of those tests as perhaps punishment, but in reality, some of these tests that we go through are actually mercy. They're rahmah from our Lord. And I'll give you an example. Subhanallah, just a week ago, I got food poisoning, right? And so it's the first time I've ever had food poisoning. And my first initial reaction was, He is the healer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one that can heal me. So I immediately started making dua and I said, Ya Allah, if this is going to purify me and get me closer to you, alhamdulillah, and please help me get better, because you are the one that gives health. You are the one that will take care of me. You are the healer. And so I didn't think of it as a test, even though I was having a conversation with a friend, and subhanAllah, she said, you were being tested. And I said, no, I like to think of it as I was being purified. So when we start finding the positivity within everything that Allah sends our way, life is so much, much easier. I always look at tests perhaps as learning opportunities to learn. So there's always a lesson in any test that we may be going through. And we have to be very mindful and remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never, ever, ever burden us with more than we can handle. And so that is extremely important for us to keep in mind. And the other thing to keep in mind is that our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was tested left and right and had hardship from before he was born. If you have not studied the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I highly recommend you to learn about his life. And so he became an orphan before he was born, and so his mother died at a very young age, and so he was raised by his uncles, his grandfather, and so on and so forth. And so when we think of other prophets, like the other one that comes to mind is Musa alayhi salam, right? He was running towards a sea, and his tawakkul, his trust in Allah, did not allow him to think, oh, this is a test, but yet it allowed him to be active and literally trust his creator and raise his hands and ask Allah for help. As we all know, the sea parted. And so alhamdulillah, him and his people were saved. Alhamdulillah. And so this is why it's so important of how we actually take, or how we even pursue when we think about being tested or being punished. And I personally think that if we learned, and this is my personal opinion, but if a test guides us closer to Allah, I think it's a test. And if anything else takes us away from Allah, it's actually a punishment. For me, that's the way I see it. So that's why it's so important for me to always get closer to my Creator, even when that test is happening. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, you know, that He will test us. He will test us with our wealth and on hunger. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also told us, right, that for us, for every tribe, every people, every community, there's a test, and ours is obviously wealth. So when Allah is giving us the opportunity to enjoy and perhaps even indulge in luxury, none of it is bad as long as we don't forget our purpose in life. And we don't forget that our obedience towards our Creator at all times. And I'll give you an example just so you understand. I always tell my son, you know, there's people out there that are so, so poor that all they have is money. And that's very deep. So I want you to reflect on that for a second. So there's people out there that are so poor, they're so empty, they're so shallow that they don't have anything else but money. And so as believers, you know, we are always Shaitan is always ready to attack us and is ready to come and whisper and try to deviate us and try to make us disobey our Creator. So that's why it's important to focus on your company. Like, who are you hanging around with? If your friends are reminding you to pray, and I'll give you an example. For me, when I embraced Islam, I lost a lot of my old friends, but a lot of my old friends would have not invited me to prayer, or would have not invited me to an Islamic conference or to go to the mosque. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed all these individuals that were not going to do me good. And even though it was hard, because obviously friends are important, sometimes family members for reverts kind of vanish or leave for a period of time until they understand that this new identity or this new faith that we have embraced is only making us better. And so in the long run, I understood that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed these individuals because He loves me, because He loves me so much that He's going to put the people that are, inshallah, help me to attain Jannah or towards that direction. And so what may seem like it's really bad may actually be really good for you. And that's what the Quran tells us as well. And so the other thing I want to touch base based on that is for us to always remember that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends us these lessons, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends us, you know, and I don't like personally to call them tests, even though they may be a test, but there's always something to learn. Absolutely always something to learn. So when we start shifting our mindset, things become easier, in the sense of, like, I step back and I start reflecting and analyzing, where am I at in my relationship with my Creator? And that can be, am I praying on time? Am I praying at all? Am I incorporating my sunnah prayers? Am I fasting on Tuesdays and Thursdays, or am I trying to fast? Ramadan, my beloved brothers and sisters, is only approximately 5 months away. Subhanallah, you know, the Sahaba used to prepare 6 months before Ramadan. So We're falling short. If you haven't started making those intentions and preparing for that, inshallah, now is the time. And the reminder is for myself, and I hope for you all as well. So I don't like to think that Allah is testing me, even though the Prophet ﷺ tells us that he tests those who he loves. And therefore, we actually, I don't want to say that we should get happy, but we should be content knowing that our Creator is not forgetting us. And he's not forgetting us because he is reminding us and reminding us with these lessons to come back, to remove certain individuals. Sometimes individuals in our lives are not the most appropriate, are not the best individuals that should be in our lives, and therefore Allah removes them. Which reminds me of the dua that I make in the morning. I always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep me humble, to keep me focused, to love me, to make sure that he removes individuals or circumstances or anything that will not I will not gain his pleasure, or even more so, Jannah al-Firdaws. And last but not least, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single morning to please not take me until he is utterly pleased with me and in each and every way. So inshallah, that is the answer to that. Hopefully, the person that sent it is content with that answer. And the last question, if I remember correctly, where was it? But before that question, inshallah, I want to make sure that we also give some important tips, and inshallah that we're able to remember that an attitude of gratitude should be at all times. And a couple ways that we need to remember is that there's so many ways to be grateful, right? So gratitude can mean gratitude of the heart, gratitude of the tongue. What does that mean? That you're
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Sorry about these technical difficulties, but I just wanted to make sure that I gave you the last question, which is, how does one maintain the faith strong during trials and tests? And like I said, I call them lessons. And this is a question I get very often. And I think it's important for us to kind of dive in. And I want to leave you with this simply because it's very, very important. So, number one, when we are being tested, and I know it's difficult for most of us, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are patient, and therefore, that's number one. That we have two options to either be patient or not be patient, and therefore, we want to opt to be patient because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are patient. So I just want to leave you with 10 ways to deal with test and make sure that you stay on this attitude of gratitude, especially as we continue to see cases rise during this pandemic. I know personally individuals who have lost some loved ones, their parents. I have a friend who lost both her mother and father due to COVID. So to maintain, how do we maintain this attitude of gratitude during times of trial is to always remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us and he will never ever give us more than we can handle. Get into the habit of reading the Quran, making the Quran your best friend. And when we start making these habits of attitude of gratitude, which means that I know I do this very often. I just open the Quran, and sometimes the Quran literally speaks to me. There's like an ayah, and that's the ayah that I need to reflect on, I need to ponder. And subhanAllah, 9 out of 10, Allah is telling me exactly what I need to do, how I need to go about with the situation that I'm going with. So make it a habit to read or listen to the Quran. Also, bring that into your home when it comes to your children, inshallah. The other number two would be to actually make dua to strengthen your belief during this test. We got to remember that, you know, in the time of Maryam, may Allah be pleased with her, she raised her hands and asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help her, especially as she was going to face, you know, her people. So during times of trials, we also want to, you know, maintain that gratitude and remember the minute things that may seem insignificant. They're very significant. And like I mentioned at the beginning, your eyesight, your hearing, your taste, you know, your smell, your sense of your feelings, we should be grateful that we're feeling. Remember others. There's many studies that say that when we actually give to others, when we actually reach out to others and help others, it actually helps us more than what we're helping others. So remember that verily with every hardship comes ease, and therefore when those hardships or those lessons are coming our way, we always want to get in the habit of giving sadaqah, right? And make sure that Allah knows that you are remembering him and that you are actually making the use of your resources. And if you have wealth, then you want to make sure that when you're going through tests and trials, that you actually give sadaqah, inshallah. We talked about that, no, that Allah will never send us more than we can handle. And so have confidence in that. Make sure that, you know, when you're going through that test and trial, that you start exercising your tawakkul, that you have full confidence that just like Allah has, you know, guide you towards it, he will guide you in the best manner to something better, whatever that may be. Make sure that you we're like a number eight, sorry, I'm counting them here. Make sure that you when you're facing anything, that you acknowledge, right? You acknowledge the situation. You don't undermine anything, and make sure that you acknowledge your feelings. And it's okay to complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves when we complain to him, because ultimately he is the only one that can take us out of it. So make sure that you put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you exercise that tawakkul bithnillah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of planners. And last but not least, make sure that you are looking to strengthen your salat, to make sure that you are perfecting your salat. Don't rush through your salat. This is the time where we're connected to our Creator. This is the time where we can actually weep, we can cry, we can complain, we can ask for guidance, we can ask Allah for help. And so make sure that you take full advantage when you're in sujood and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you and to guide you. And so I want to leave you with a couple, inshallah, a couple quotes that get me through my day. If we exercise gratitude, it helps us fall in love with the life that we are living now. So always think that Allah is giving you and you're at a place where he knows you can handle. And if you don't have that that huge, enormous house, if you don't have that job, think of it as mercy, as rahmah. Maybe Allah is protecting you from something. And so when things don't happen exactly when we want them, think that Allah is the best of planners. Allah doesn't always give us what we want, but he will always give us what we need. And therefore, make sure that you remember that next time you're going through something. Make sure that you also, you know, start building a strong and solid foundation within the circles that you are creating. And what I mean by that is, you know, sometimes We have that one friend that will remind us of Allah. And so make sure that you have that one friend on speed dial and that you know that if you call this individual, they're going to take you back to the remembrance of Allah. And so my beloved brothers and sisters, I'm really sorry for the disconnect. I'm really sorry for the technical difficulties of today. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite us all in Jannah al-Firdaus and to bring us relief in whatever is that we're going through. Please raise your hands today, make dua, make it a habit to weep and cry, and make sure that you reach out to Allah because He is there waiting for us. Until next month, Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.